Mobile County remains the hotspot for coronavirus cases and deaths in Alabama. The pandemic is also closing businesses and forcing layoffs along the Gulf Coast. Some employees who lost their jobs are becoming hungry, running out of money, and joining the homeless with nowhere to go. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Lynn Oldshue reports some Mobile residents are going into the streets and parks to help.
I'm very concerned, not only at the moment, but for the wave of homelessness that's going to occur over the next few months.
That's Elizabeth Chipolek, who runs the Facebook group Homeless in Mobile.
I interact with masses of people that I term the working poor, and they live on the financial cliff every day. We are about, in my opinion, to witness a wave of homelessness that would be comparable to the Great Depression.
Elizabeth rides the streets every Monday, delivering blessing bags filled with nutritional snacks and socks. She also carries tents, mats, and plastic bags for cover in the rain. She takes time to listen and provides information about housing, food, and medical services. Raised in abuse and poverty, Elizabeth knows how hard it is to climb out of the dark holes. She started helping the homeless in 2002.
We're going to take a pit stop right here and give these guys some blessing bags, which I have in the back.
Elizabeth hands a blessing bag and frozen meat patties to Joe. He was laid off 2 months ago.
But the bills are still coming. That's the problem. You know, the landlord still wants his money. Now, I'm going to have to pay him for 2 months' rent.
Joe's boss gave him a little money for groceries and says he won't let Joe be homeless.
The light folks, you know, all that's finna double. Lights, water, that's finna double up. By the time I do get some money and that do come, I'm going to order all out.
As we drive, Elizabeth passes the new Blood Plasma Center in Midtown. She says that's where the homeless and working poor sell their blood to get a little money.
I knew there would be one here.
Where is it?
Right there. She's probably up under the bridge, too.
We see a girl holding a sign that reads, "Work," written in colored magic markers. Elizabeth pulls over. The girl walks up to the window in her sparkly shoes.
And I got a home all my own now. And it's right up under that bridge right there, and I got $2 to my name right now. So I'm standing up on this corner trying to make what I can make.
Elizabeth still gets emotional over the people like this, who she's trying to help.
I guess you would say I'm a social justice nut or advocate, but I just can't get past that. And I can't get past the greatest country on the earth, really? And we choose to turn our back on the poor?
During a situation like this, where everyone's life is completely turned upside down, a lot of people tend to forget that it affects them as much as it affects everybody else.
Mindy and Patrick Kelly started Haywood's Hope. It's a charity named after Mindy's father, who passed away in October. They have helped other community projects and can't turn their backs on the poor. They take dinners to the homeless in parks on Saturday nights, and breakfast and blessing bags on Sunday mornings.
Luckily, I found some couch cushions, two couch cushions.
One of those helped by Haywood's Hope is a man homeless for the first time. He asked us not to use his name.
A friend of mine loaned me a blanket and a pillow, and I just kind of go wherever's dry. I got my couch cushions hidden.
After he was laid off from a restaurant that closed from COVID-19, he got behind on his rent. Then he had nowhere to go.
so many homeless people have helped me in so many different ways, showing me where to go to eat, a nice place to, sleep, a safe place where you don't have to worry about somebody actually trying to rob you.
The homeless is invisible to them, if you know what I mean.
Lamont was out of breath. He ran from the YMCA, where he was washing up, when he heard breakfast was being served. He had been homeless since last July, when he went broke.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll put you a sandwich in there, too, for later.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're
I
very
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Lamont reads, "We will get through this. You are loved." Mindy wrote that message on the outside of each bag.
I need a wallet, too, ma'am.
A wallet?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Well, we're here every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Lynn Oldshue, APR News in Mobile.